The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Jules, last night was the Bucks party.
Yes, the day after the night before. A lot of fun was had. Now, I know you were a little bit apprehensive about this to begin with. I decided I was going to throw you a Bucks party because your initial Bucks party you're having, you're going down to the coast with a couple of mates to go surfing, which is cool, but you do that all the time. Yeah. So it's nothing really special.
Yeah.
So I said, why not? We'll throw you one.
An actual party.
An actual party. And we'll have some listeners come along because, you know, a lot of them want to wish you good luck before you tie the knot.
You're right, Jules. I was super apprehensive at the start. But in all honesty, I had an absolute ball last night.
I think you'll put at ease as soon as Kat, our wonderful promotions manager, handed you a T-shirt for you to wear that had your face on it.
That was weird, wasn't it?
That was great.
And then there was all those posters up on the wall with my various, I don't even remember taking a lot of those pictures. Like they're almost also like obviously ones we've done, like promotional pictures we've done here at work.
Yeah.
But some of them are ridiculous.
I think they were very highly entertaining.
Something that was an absolute treat was we had Jesse Zara, local muso, call up on the lead up to the Bucks party and say, hey guys, I don't know if you've got any live music yet, but I play around town and I would absolutely love to play the Western Hotel in the Garden Bar for your Bucks party.
That's right. So he was brilliant. Kicked off the night and really set the mood. We had some giant Jenga going on. We had the drinks. We had the food, all thanks to the Western Hotel.
Yep.
We had some face painting as well. We had Aaron there from Breeze Play and Parties.
Yep.
That was brilliant. So we both got matching face tattoos of the Mike Tyson's tattoo.
Yep.
A couple of other people got that one as well.
There was something that, I'll be honest, it left me shook.
Yeah, I know what it's going to be.
And we'll talk about it next. But first, this is a real treat.
Yeah.
Jesse Zara, with your help, wrote a song for me, which I thought was very cool.
Purely dedicated to you, Chris.
Yep. Now, he wanted me to... He performed this for us last night. He did an amazing job doing it live. But we kind of asked, man, we would love to play this on the radio tomorrow morning. Can you slap together a recorded version? So he put this together late last night.
He put it like 11 o'clock at night. So he recorded it.
He's apologised for the crudity of it, but you know, it still sounds awesome.
I think it sounds amazing.
Considering he wrote it in a day, like literally the day before the big event.
So good.
So here it is. It's called First Caller by Jesse Zara on the Power FM Break Show with Jules and Chris. Special song for me.
Owns a coffee machine, which he delightfully chooses from each morning. That much coffee for one person should come with an intake warning. He rides his bike to work, but only if the weather's in his favor. Major stop on the way to pick up a few Krispy Kremes, and strawberry is his flavor. So gotta get up now, be on time. Gotta be up between 6 and 9, 'cause the people there are calling. We're on the air now, this is it. Red lights on, gotta do your bit. And this is why you're here. First caller through. Well, he loves to surf, but he doesn't really go, 'cause he's afraid of what he doesn't know is lurking beneath the surface. He has 8 brothers and sisters, and he loves a gin and tonic, and the skinniest dude in town, if we're being honest, and scary movies make him nervous. 'Cause we gotta get up now and be on time. Gotta be up between 6 and 9, 'cause the people, they're a-calling. We're on the air now, this is it. Red lights on, gotta do your bit. And this is why you're here. First caller through. Every morning he wakes up with you. Every morning he's there. 'Cause we gotta get up now, be on time. Be up between 6 and 9, 'cause the people. people, they're a caught down. We're in the air now, this is it. Red lights on, gotta do your bit. Cause this is why you're here. First caller through.
How good was that?
That was brilliant.
Jesse Zara.
Wrote it in a day, recorded it late last night for us so we could play it this morning.
First caller. And I love the little nod to, because a lot of the people were there because they were the first caller through.
Yep.
Listeners of the show coming along to the Bucks party. If you've just joined us, that was Jesse Zara who performed for us last night at the Bucks party, wrote a song for me.
Yeah, and I have to say a big thank you also to our Spur of the Moment entertainment as well, because our belly dancer and burlesque dancers fell through. So we had...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Jules.
A wonderful gentleman by the name of Tim who decided to give you a little bit of a dance to Lady Marmalade from Moulin Rouge.
Yep. You put me down in a stool. I didn't know what was happening. That song came on, which was a very suggestive song to start playing, so I thought something of that nature was going to occur. But what I wasn't expecting, and Tim, he's a fairly tough dude.
Yeah.
Like, he's very broad-shouldered, imposing in stature. Wasn't expecting him to start rubbing up against me and, like, giving me a creepy lap dance.
He was brilliant.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.